Hi everyone, welcome. I'm just waiting a few seconds more, but make yourselves comfortable. You know the drill. Anybody new today? Hi. Hi, Mayor. Welcome. And welcome everyone. Well, Mayor, we just do a guided meditation for a bit under an hour, and then there's a time for conversation. Nice to see some of you who were there this weekend. All right. When you're ready, when you're comfortable, you can allow your eyes to close. And hopefully you feel the enveloping silence. I'm hoping. And if you do, just really allow yourself to slip into it. Let it take you. A silence that is kind and open. Literally feel that you settle your body into this silence as if you were settling a baby into her mother's arms, a sleeping baby, or an awake baby. Or maybe not her mother's arms, but a really lovely, snuggly, comfortable bassinet. Is that what you call baby beds? Settling baby into her comfortable snug after being held by mama. Feel like that. That's the quality of our shrine. And I'll go further. You can be like a baby in the sense that you're not old enough to analyze or think about your experience. You're not old enough to know about the past and the future. You can just unravel, let yourself unravel, let your thoughts unravel. As if you were going to fall asleep. In fact, you're welcome to fall asleep. Just before falling asleep, you know how your thoughts become loose. You're sinking into another kind of thinking that's less rational and a little bit more relaxed. And then your body as well, you let it sink the way. When you're going to fall asleep, you your body surrenders to gravity, to the texture, the touch of your sheets, to the support of what's supporting the body, the invisible arms. And the breathing is like sipping silence, little sips of silence. Taking the silence into your body minds with the in-breath and with the out-breath. Something else, I'm not sure what the words would be, but it speaks for itself. Feeling the ripples of your feelings and the echoes of your experience, your whatever your experience was today, feeling all of that still very, very alive, perhaps. Not having to micromanage any of that, or file it away, or label, or quite the opposite, being. Receptive or available for whatever is here. And whatever rises up in this sort of in-between state. between waking and sleeping. Maybe we don't know this because we're hyper rational, but maybe when we are in meditation, there are some invisible entity comes and opens up all these little cages in the body as if undressing us from the inside out. Opening, undoing, unlacing, unclasping. Opening windows. And if a feeling comes up right now, like an anxiety or a fear or confusion, desire to understand, desire to grasp, just really, really, really try to stay with its raw face, its direct expression, which is a sort of, I don't know, aliveness, intensity. Allowing it. Giving it little sips of silence, perhaps. Not being too concerned about which direction it will take. And then just naturally, the attention moves back at some points away from the intensity of the focus on one sensation. It will naturally sort of relax back. Towards the silence in a way, listening to the silence itself. Which is not really an activity, it's being the silence, silencing the silence. Silencing, silencing, I don't know. Yeah, that's it. Like, shh. Wait. And then soon enough, the focus comes back. It's like effortlessly. It's a natural sort of pulsation of contraction and expansion. The attention comes back towards experience, towards the body, towards me, the body, mind. Like it's like a magnet. It's interesting. It wants attention. It wants to be heard. It wants to be felt. And so it is. And so the attention, the aperture of attention narrows again to say hello, hello belly, hello shoulders, hello unnamed feeling. And when you do that, when you say hello like that, it means you're sitting right in the center of this feeling or sensation. And you're just allowing it to submerge you, to take you. Quite an art, because if you come too close, you start to want to control it and direct it, and so it's like a deep, relaxed curiosity, tactile curiosity, willingness to be deeply touched by an experience for no reason. But then we discover that there are some laws that reveal themselves. For example, the law of gravity, which more and more I feel is a very spiritual law. The law that says you can let go, you can surrender down. Literally down, down. Feel it perhaps to begin with your pelvis, where your seat meets the earth, your perineum, your sexual area, your anus, your whole pelvis sitting, resting. Can it really rest? Can it really be unconditionally supported? Or not? And this is not an obligation. You might need to first really taste the feeling of holding my hips, holding my pelvic floor. Numbing, holding, tightening. Or what happens if I open? If I soften? If I allow the earth to be soft as well? If I sigh? And if I drop the shoulders too? And the arms. And if I say to all my articulation, the articulations of my body, you can relax if you want. My elbows, my wrists, articulations of my fingers. My hips, my knees, My ankles, my toes, articulations there, my feet. Feeling the call down as if there was this infinite space that is sort of dark in a good way and deep. Which would like to compost whatever it is that we are carrying that is not really useful for the body to hold. Feel that that's also a possibility in the jaw, in the teeth, in the lips. Feel the little bubbles that are of tension held in the lips. The lower lip and the upper down. And the eyeballs and the eyelids. Heavy. But then, if you let the heaviness take over, so it becomes something else, which I wouldn't know how to name. And feel the whole spine in a funny way, maybe. Elongating, don't do it, but just feel this double movement of letting go into gravity, into her being taken. And then this other sort of movement upwards. Don't do it. You might not feel it. It doesn't matter. Feel what you're feeling, which doesn't even need to be labeled. You might be feeling your nervous system firing in all directions like little fireworks. That's okay too. Let the fireworks fire away. Just very, very gently let your body move because there is movement inside the body, all sorts of kinds of movements, subtle movements, energy movements, emotional movements. So let that inner movement be allowed to trace a pathway outside the body, and that's happening without you having to do it, as if there was some invisible intelligence that can draw lines of movement with your body, with the inner movements. Don't think about it, just let the body move, your head, your spine, your breath, even your sounds, if there's sounds. Feel the root of your pelvis, very alive, sensual. Don't be afraid to feel that the place of the that the place that place in our body is often cut off, and it's so full of intensity and life force. Let your arms, your head, Maybe letting the sort of rounding of the spine as if you were completely surrendering the weight, as if you were going to collapse. But then some other currents moving the body back towards verticality, and then it's a twist, you know what I mean? Delicious, delicious. And the hands are moving along, maybe the texture of your body or the floor, and there's temperature and the fingertips, and they're touching and they're feeling. Yes, and then let that subside, let the body come back all by itself. It doesn't come back, it disappears into a place of alignment. Let that happen all by itself. Your pelvis finding the place with the earth, your breath, your arms resting down, your head floating on top of the spine. Your vertebrae, there might be pain, I feel some physical pain, nothing too intense, but if there is pain in your body or fatigue, I don't know, it's like I'm not sure, but it's something about kindness and keeping it a little bit lubricated, a little bit of movement. Keeping the spine not too rigid. Smiling at the place that is a little bit painful. Taking sips with the breath. Yes, and finding the stillness. Feeling your whole body. Just as it is, with its mixture of tension and relaxation, with its intensity of feeling. With its combination of pleasure and pain. How alive is that? Magnificent life. If you were to paint your body right now, it would be a magnificent painting. And maybe you're lucky enough to feel also the background or the field in which this painting is held or arises or unfolds. Sometimes we feel it as peace, sometimes we feel it as a field of vibration. A sense of vastness, mystery, a mystery that is so intimately known. Sometimes we feel it as a knowledge that all is well. Make sure your pelvis, your cradle, the base of your body mind, the place, the place that is so important to your pelvis. It roots you to beingness. Beingness is mysterious. And the sipping of the breath, the sipping of silence. Sometimes breathing can feel like praying. Or like a sort of a feeling of reverence, reverencing. Sometimes it doesn't feel like that. It feels like a struggle, and sometimes it's a little bit of both. They can coexist. Feel your breath exactly as it is. Feel it in your belly, in your lower abdomen. Make sure you're feeling the silence too, not just the mechanics of the breathing, the mystery of the breathing in your belly. The mystery of the belly swelling with the in-breath. Taking the risk, this swelling, utter vulnerability. And the exhale, very vulnerable, very undefended, maybe. Maybe not, but then if it's not, then we feel that, which is very vulnerable. Maybe now listening to the breath higher up in the rib cage area, the heart area. The sipping in, the inhale, the exhale. Really feeling without manipulating what happens with the in-breath. Can it be married to the silence? And can my rib cage be soft, caressed by the silence? Expanding in all directions with the in-breath. Naturally contracting with the out-breath. And at the same time, maybe lots of feelings here. Also, anxiety, sadness,
fear. But still, the silence, the caress, the kindness. Sometimes the sigh wants to come, let it come. Then moving a little bit further up to the top of your lungs, base of your throat. Sipping the silent breath up there. Patient. Deeply listening. It takes time. At first, we're a bit defended. We stay on the outside. We're a bit sort of in the mode of doing. And then we sink in, literally into the flesh of the body, as if we were just sinking literally right into that place at the top of the lungs. Yes. Yes, and again, let the body move. Forget about the breath or don't focus on it. Let that body. Do what it would like to do with movement. You don't have to think about it. Maybe for some, it's a big, sort of really substantial stretch. Or a rolling of the shoulders, a stretching out of the legs. Wringing out of the spine, the arms can move away from the torso. And then just stay with the movement for a bit. See what wants to happen. See what the hands are doing, how they're shaping whatever they are shaping. Are they shaping something very inner? Or are they being shaped by something very subtle? Doesn't really matter, honestly, just make sure the head is moving. Maybe a little bit more of this head, because it holds so much the head. And if you start to let it move, then something can let go. The headquarters are not able to sustain their vigil up there in the head area. You can sort of shake your head and connect your head with your pelvis. Maybe a little shaking of the whole body, including your head and your lips, shoulders. Yes, not a bad idea to shake things up and out quite often. And again, once that's had its time, it might morph into something else. Very unique to you, our eyes are closed and we're all sort of following our own inner current, which is amazing to think that each current is uniquely its own, and yet it's all sort of sourced in the very same in mysterious place. So we're both completely individual and unique and deeply connected at the very deepest place. And again, let your body find all by itself, don't do it, find a place of rest and alignment. And feel its connection with the space beyond it, all around. And just make sure gravity, the goddess, is allowed to take what is meant to be taken in whatever place, shoulders, pelvis. Heart. Jaw. Brain. Feel your brain is allowed to release down. Even your skin, let it sort of relax. The pores of your skin can relax. Because it's safe. The space beyond the skin of the body is friendly. The earth is friendly. The vibration of the silence is deeply friendly. And I know for some of you, there's still some heaviness or difficulty or difficult feeling. And therefore, probably also the subtle or not so subtle desire for that feeling and difficulty to subside, to be taken away. And that's difficult. I think we have this sort of fantasy that it's a mistake, that difficulty and suffering are mistakes. But they're not mistakes. They're alive, though. And they're not fixed, they're not frozen. So a place of suffering is intimately connected with a place of peace. It's a sort of dance, the place of darkness connected to the place of light. The place of isolation somehow intimately connected with a place of connection. Because I don't know how to explain it right now, but I just know. No, let's not do anything now for a few minutes. Just abiding together as we are. Thank you, everyone. We'll take 10 minutes and come back at half past. Go gently.
Welcome back. Whoops. Hi, Leslie. Hi, everyone again. Well, now it's time for, you can talk. Just wave and unmute yourselves if you want. If you have a question or something you want to share, or it can be anything. And silence is fine, obviously.
Like your couch. It's kind of the California feel.
It great?
You don't look like you're in Britain anymore.
What did you say?
You don't look like you're in Britain anymore.
No, but look outside my door. That's Britain for you. It's beautiful, but it's raining.
Wow, that's beautiful though.
Yeah, no,
Beautiful.
I'm lucky. I live in a very pretty place.
Yes. Love you.
Oh, love you too, Claire.
I want to say something. That right when we started, and the invitation, I think you said something about letting go of the past and the future. And like immediately there was like what appeared on either side of me was like railings, like past and future, like the railings. And then the railings disappeared. And there was just that sense of just coming and just landing. And this utter freedom from what had been rolling around in my mind that was all past and future. So, and it just got better from there. So thank you. And
Oh, welcome,
great.
John. Have you done any good paintings recently?
No, but I just came back from a retreat with John Prendergast and his wife, Christiane.
Yeah.
That was the best part, the
Lovely.
Christian. Yeah,
Yeah.
lovely. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, you know what? I get some credit here because I'm the one who told Christiane you should teach the yoga. Did she tell
Wow.
you that? A few years
She.
ago, I said, you should come on. And she's really magnificent.
Yeah, she's lovely. Yeah. Well, thank you
Yeah.
for that too.
Alan?
Yes.
Hey, it's Mark here.
Hi, Mike.
So I was in the meditation. You mentioned something about like don't get too close or whatever, because then you want to like control it. And I think I've done that. I think that was like a dynamic that's been going on for a while now, with it. Some emotions I have. And like when you kind of shortly after you said that, really kind of a powerful image came up, and I guess I would I feel like I had a t it has it's a charged image, and there's a tendency to kind of want to go at it, from different angles, and try
You
to
mean
like get into what's
an
that? Go
image?
ahead.
An image came when you heard me say that. An image came to you in response.
No, I don't know. So I think there's two parts to it, right? I kind of realized I'd been in that dynamic where I kept going, try to get too close and control the
Yeah.
emotion. Like it was a vicarious way to try to control it,
Yes.
right?
Yeah.
And then at some point during the meditation, like the very charged image came up,
Yeah.
And that dynamic kept playing out, right? Like, wanting to get closer to it, you know, like kind of go back into it.
Was it a new image, Mark, or was it a
No,
familiar image?
it's a familiar image. Yeah, it's a
You
familiar image.
say,
Like familiar in like the last month or so, I would say. Yeah, it's something that's just kind of like been
But
popping up.
I mean, you don't need to tell us what the image is, but is it the
That's
sort of
right.
imaginal image, like a
It's
like something
imaginal.
symbolic, you could say, or something that would come like in a dream?
Some it's like a I mean it's like physically disturbing. It's like a kind of like I won't get into it, but
No.
I don't know, maybe it has significance, but that's the thing. Like I could delve into the significance of it, but that also seems kind of like controlling it, or that's kind of seems like I'm in that same.
Well, I don't know. You see, I think there's a time for everything. You know, here, this is a meditation. So we're really trying to sort of come back to the now. And in a way, in the now, we're not going to be engaging with dream images or visions. And but there would be a place to engage with that. And actually, in the meditation, if that is compelling, if an image appears that is very charged and seems to be connected to a something that started out as a contraction or an emotion, and then here comes an image. You know, there's no law here. You can engage with it. I think you could say that maybe the idea would be for it to be fresh and juicy or soulful and not mechanical and familiar and same old, same old. If you feel like you're in the same old, as you keep using the same dynamic, you said, I'm in the same dynamic, then maybe then you are in a bit of a rut, and it's time to, like I was suggesting, widen the aperture, sort of disengage, come back to the totality of your experience, less focused on that one thing, and see what happens. But there's no hard law, you know. It's, you know, these meditations are a bit like venturing off into the wilderness of your own experience, following my guidance loosely, sometimes closely because it resonates, and sometimes off you go. Sometimes people lose track of what I'm saying because they're completely off in their own exploration. And little by little, you start to get familiar with the territory of silence and peace, and the territory of intensity and tactility, and you become more familiar with what is defensive and mechanical and what to do or not to do. So it's there isn't a hard there's not a one answer to your question. I want to say it could be either. It might be right to engage with the image, or it might be right to disengage. I mean, overall, in the meditation, we're not attending to specifically with the context.
Well, that I guess that's my so eventually, because I definitely didn't, it was a lot of like I just kind of did my own thing during the meditation, you know, like because it was especially with the charge thing, I wasn't going to be able to pay attention too much. But at some point it was like, okay, with the image, I was like, okay, maybe I can. Because I feel like there's a lack of vulnerability. Like the control is coming from like this lack of vulnerability or
Yes.
like it's a shielding. It's shielding,
Well,
right?
but that's, yeah, but don't, okay. That's really interesting what you're saying. So it comes from a lack of vulnerability, you could say, but that's a little bit harsh. Maybe you have needed to defend. There's very good
Okay.
reasons why your whatever comes up, and you're more in thinking than in feeling. So the way we cultivate vulnerability is by becoming acquainted with the felt sense, really, in the now. You know, to actually be able to be with the felt sense, because a lack of
In
vulnerability or a defense is really against something that feels overwhelming or too much or scary, or, you know, that's why we defend. And that's why we also take refuge in thinking, because things are not safe. So here in this context, it's little by little by little, Mark. So it's great that you're coming, because, and you keep coming, because it takes time. Well, little by little, you feel a little bit more, and or the moment where you're engaged in a defensive dynamic, like you describe it, maybe suddenly you're like, okay, I'm just gonna feel what's going on in my heart area, or in my, or that place of rage, that, or I don't, you know, I'm just randomly saying that, or fear. I'm just gonna take the risk to feel it a tiny bit more, and all of that's gonna happen all by itself.
Yeah, and Ellen, because I think what I was getting at, maybe if I,
take a few more minutes now. I mean, actually, if anybody wants to speak or ask, just put your little hand up, that if you know how to do it, then I'll know how to time. But, you know, for the moment, it doesn't seem like anybody else wants to talk. So go ahead, Mark.
Okay.
Keep going. Yeah.
So, so I guess because I feel like, you mentioned something about it's okay to just not feel vulnerable. There was, I can't maybe quite articulate it, but with that really charged image, if I put the emphasis on the fact that I didn't have control over it, that it was going, that I couldn't really, its dynamic was too much for me, that seemed to have some kind of catharsis, like a feeling. It felt like I could genuinely feel it. If I emphasize, I feel like I'm kind of losing verbiage here for this, but
no, it's fine. You're just really grappling with all this. It's difficult because really, in essence, you don't have to do anything. The image comes, you let it comes, and its intensity is here. Defense is here. Vulnerability is here. Nothing is here. I can't, you know. Really, this yoga, in a way, the invitation is, although I do suggest doing a few things, it's trying to incite you to see that it's okay not to do anything and to just allow experience to move through. But I think you're still wrestling with, you know, what do I do? You know, like Mark's going, like, what do I do with this image? And then I have this idea about vulnerability versus defensiveness. Well, those are ideas, actually. You could even ignore them. You know, you could approach this like having no idea about so-called vulnerability and so-called defensiveness. Just being really with the body, in your case. Really, really, every time you find yourself moving into thinking, is it vulnerable, is it not, da, 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 coming back to feeling your body. And just have that, the yoga, which might be very difficult at times, because you'll be countering a very, very deep entrenched habit of trying to sort yourself out through thinking. But you'll be developing your capacity, which is a beautiful capacity for us as humans to feel, you know, literally to feel, like to feel. And it doesn't have to be the hardcore stuff. Like you could start with just feeling like, oh, look, touching my face, you know, like very innocent feelings, breathing, the temperature of the air on my skin, the sound of Ellen's voice. And then, of course, then the moment, the tension, but in the physical tension, that's quite safe. It's not pleasant, but my shoulders, just feeling things like that. And then maybe if you get drawn into the very emotional stuff, go there for a bit, but then come back to more low-key things. And then sometimes try to connect with the spaciousness, the silence. You know, like imagine you're an astronaut that literally takes off in your spaceship off planet Earth, which is planet Mark, which is full of lots of different you know, lots going on there. And you get into your spaceship and boom, you take off, which of course is not always possible. And then you're in orbit. You orbit Planet Mark. You're just like in space. And Planet Mark is this very distant planet, which, and you're no longer engaged in its gravitational pull. I mean, that's just an image and it's not really possible to do. But funnily enough, if you just evoke that image, it can magically take you to a place that is orbiting all this heavy duty stuff. But keep
just
wrestling,
feel
Mark. Keep coming, keep asking, keep wrestling with this. It's difficult stuff. I know it is. I know. And you know, I don't know if you're engaged in some therapeutic work.
I am,
yeah. And well, that's good, because I think there's a very strong case for psychological work in our our culture and in our day and age. I'm a strong believer in psychological work.
Yeah, it's been very helpful.
Good.
So
yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark. Take good care. I just want to say one last thing. With powerful images that come unsolicited, you know, sometimes they are very important to explore, not here necessarily, but with your therapist or on your own, like using what Jung called active imagination. You might draw it, you might have a conversation with it if there's a figure in it, you might move it, you know, so it can deliver what is encapsulated within it, because it's a gift. Even if it's a frightening image, it is always a gift, an image.
Yeah, it's helpful. It's like people do rituals, I've heard of too, or I don't know if that's in the same context, but
could be.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Hi there, yes. Mayor. Am I pronouncing your name? How do I pronounce it?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, I think my body hasn't had this much kindness for a long time. And it's like I'm getting a reaction now after the meditation, you know. Just emotional. Just to receive so much kindness. It's amazing.
And so it delivers what, grief or sadness or
something like that. Hardly know, but yeah.
I know. I know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the body hasn't had that much kindness or something. But my question really, well, maybe it isn't even relevant, but sometimes, because I'm in my mid-70s, becoming ancient, when I'm in silence with you and in my body, it feels just fine, you know? It's doing well, considering, you know? But then when I look with the eyes of the world, i.e. my mirror or some other world context that's come in my mind, it's hard to equate the two and not feel uncomfortable about the way it looks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're talking about your physical body, right?
Yeah.
I understand those feelings.
They feel quite human to me, and I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm now in my late 50s, and although Zoom can be very flattering, I can see my body changing, and we are going to die, and the body is definitely expresses that. It's And I think especially because of our culture, which is so individualistic, and we're so disconnected from the sense of belonging, of being part of cycles, of living in nature, of seeing our elders and that whole, which I fantasize that if I lived in a more indigenous way, there would be a sort of innate okayness about. But I think we're in a culture that is completely youth worshipping and all about doing and looking and image, and so no wonder it's quite a struggle when we well, even for the youngsters, I think it's a huge struggle. But so that's I guess the more relative context, which but as spiritual and non-dual as we may be, we have to we all deal with it in a very real way. It's but I guess because we have this bigger understanding, at times it's felt, then maybe we can see how interesting it is. And even the sort of terrible nature of our current culture, it nevertheless it's interesting, and to just explore it in that way, and not try to rub away the struggle, the fact that it is difficult. And but maybe, as one of my teachers, Eric Berry, would say, not to analyze, which you were not doing, but to feel, to stay with the felt sense, to feel, as much as possible, to look in the mirror. But when you look a little longer, look, feel. And feel the rejection, the aversion, the hatred, but then, and also the compassion, the tenderness. I don't even know. I mean, I sort of know, but I'm discovering it as I go along, just like you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm not one to say too many non-dual truths, but right now it suddenly occurs to me to say that we can touch that place that is untouched by the cycles of life and death, in a way that the ever presence of whatever we want to call it, we can touch that at times. And I think that's what you were saying, that when you sit, all is well. You don't feel your age. You don't feel your and it's very poignant, that because that is in a way your true nature. And yet you look in the mirror and you see your age, and you see the direction the body's going. A big old joke, honestly. Anyway, well, we're all in it together. That's the good news, right? Some of us are ahead and some of us are behind. Thank you again, Maya. I think that's why I love this sort of yoga with the body, because I think it connects us to the totality. When we sink really deep into the body, I don't know, it feels like it does connect us to creation, let's put it that way, to creation. And that's a good place to be connected with. And yeah.
I just want to say that I have this plant. Actually, you know what? I'm going to show it to you. Hold on. Because it's related to what we're talking about. So this plant, so here you see this very beautiful young shoot, and then here is this. And I literally, this one was this, and this one was this tiny little thing. And they literally, as one was unfurling, this one was dying. And I saw her die so very slowly. And it was in perfect synchrony. It was so beautiful. It was very touching, actually. And I noticed I had a very deep affection for this one. And I sort of resented that one. But then now I'm like in sort of enraptured with this one, and this one is sort of going away. It's going its way. It's really now really ready to drop off. Well, anyway, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it's my little indigenous spot. Oh, anyway, thank you for listening to me and for being here. And very sweet. Yeah. So maybe we'll finish soon. But and Sophia, it's nice to see your little face.
Hi, Ellen. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Yeah, I just feel like so grateful to hear your voice, and it's like balm to me. So it's very nice to hear you again and to see you.
Been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice to see you too. All right, everyone. So the next one is in 2 weeks' time. It's now going to be very regular, as regular as possible, every 2 weeks. So take care, go gently. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Very welcome.
Thank you, Ellen.
Bye bye,
Thank you,
Leslie.
everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen.
Bye bye.
Thank
Bye,
you,
Magdalena.
everybody.
Bye. Bye, Kyra. Thank you. You're
Thank
welcome. Bye, Anna. Nice to have you with us.
you. Bye.
Yeah. Bye bye. And Lisa, nice to have you. And Hilka.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Maddie. Hi, Maddie. Nice to see you.
It's Catherine. It's my daughter.
Oh.
She's gone hijacking
Catherine. I don't, you haven't been too many times, have
I've
you?
been twice. It's just to keep you on your toes, you know.
Catherine, I'll try to remember. I mean, I rely
Thank
on the names for most of you, except the very old timers. Anyway, you better get your name back from your daughter. Take care. Bye. Bye bye.